Country Club FM. It's been a little while since we've
This is the bullhorn, megaphone, time for the almanac.
That was good.
Wasn't that a really good effect?
That was really good.
Could have turned the music down. That probably would have made it better.
Yeah. But I heard it. It was
people
good.
People really like this music bed. I get emails on it every single day. They think it really adds to the almanac. Even more than the two people on it. They think that's the biggest part of it.
The music is
not
the real
audio
win.
Bits. It's the music that we are doing. Wednesday, January 18th. 18th day of this year. 347 left to go.
Only.
More Hawaii history for you. We're getting you to brush up on your Hawaiian information and your history.
Right.
So you've got a little backstory, a little background. When you go to Hawaii, you've got to go now, of course, now that we've been talking about it.
I'm going.
1778 English. You'll be going until you see those air flight and those airplane ticket costs. You're going to take a boat.
I may. A dinghy.
Yes. A Chinese junk. Yeah. 1778 English navigator Captain James Cook. Captain Cook. Discovered the Hawaiian Islands. Discovered the Hawaiian Islands on his 8th, so it's kind of a significant historical event in the Hawaiian history. He called them the Sandwich Islands. So there's a bit of trivia. The Hawaiian Islands were originally the Sandwich Islands. That was 1778. A little bit later, 1929, Walter Winchell. He was a newspaper man, but he was also on radio, made his radio debut this date.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt.
Don't salute a shirt. Walter Winchell, very forceful. That's how they used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, why did everybody talk like that?
Well, they had
radio.
To drive the equipment. It was all analog. You had to drive the equipment to get the audio across the line. They didn't have the kind of voltage we had now. The infrastructure wasn't there.
Okay.
We didn't have the same grid. That was 1929. 1952, one of the Three Stooges we had to say bye-bye to.
Oh, my favorite.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
And then there's this.
Oh, Slightly.
We remember Curly Howard here today. He died on this date. He was only 48, 1952.
He had to have a lot of bumps and bruises when he died.
He
got slapped, punched, eye gouged.
A lot of upper body and lower body injuries.
Right.
He was on the injured list, injured reserve often.
He suffered a lot.
That's why Shemp came in.
Right.
Because Curly was injured. He was on the shelf. He was rehabbing in the minors.
So he and Mo were actual brothers.
They were.
Yeah. So Mo was beating up on his brother, which we all did.
Yeah.
You certainly did.
He was making money on it is what he was doing, though. I wish I could have made money on it. 1958, he was the Jackie Robinson of hockey. Willie O'Ree made his NHL debut. He broke the color barrier in the National Hockey League. 1958, first black player to enter the NHL, played for the Boston Bruins. 1958. 1967, the Harlem Globetrotters had one of their stars die very young, 45. Goose Tatum, he was one of the early Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, he was the, he was the Meadowlark Lemon of that era. He was a great athlete. He played baseball with Satchel Paige in the Negro Leagues. They were actual teammates. He's also the guy credited with inventing the hook shot. And then his son was killed in a, Goose Jr. killed in a car crash.
Not the Skyhawk, though.
No.
The Skyhook.
No. That was Kareem. But once his son died in a car crash, he kind of
lost
the press and took to drinking and kind of almost like drank himself to death. It was really sad. He was also a World War II veteran.
Boy, he did a lot.
He did a lot in his young life. Goose Tatum.
Also 1967, Albert DeSalvo. Many people know him as the Boston Strangler.
Oh, yeah.
He at least claimed to be the Boston Strangler. He was convicted of his crimes. He was later sentenced to life in prison. He was then killed by a fellow inmate in 1973.
That's a shame. Well, we're moving on now. We're moving on now.
moving up to the east side for the first time on this date, 1975. The Jeffersons moved away from the Bunkers, moved up on the east side. Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah.
On this date, it was the spinoff from All in the Family. It was the third spinoff. You had Maude. Good Times actually came before the Jeffersons.
Oh, they did. Okay.
And then came the Jeffersons.
It was really good.
Look, Louise, I've done good by you, right? And I hope someday Diane's husband will do good by her. But in the meantime, she is where a domestic belongs, in the kitchen. And you are going to be where you belong, in the doghouse.
Wheezy.
And when you zip them up, include your mouth.
You don't sass Wheezy.
No.
You don't talk back. He put George in his place.
He repeatedly tried and did, but it usually didn't work out too well.
Isabel Sanford and what's his name? George Jefferson. Why can't I think of it? Sherman Helmsley.
Sherman Helmsley, yeah.
He played George. They were a great pairing.
To a T.
So that was 1975, Jefferson. So that aired until about like almost 10 years. It was 85, maybe even. 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry arrested for smoking crack cocaine. Usually as the mayor of a big city, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
The funny thing is he was convicted, served time, and then they reelected him. Yeah. Apparently,
they liked him as mayor.
Exactly. 1990 on the state. They overlooked the whole crack cocaine thing.
Right on.
As long as he can lower our garbage rates.
Yes.
Let's go. 1993, Martin Luther King Jr., the holiday was observed by all 50 states for the first time. It had kind of had some slow traction in some other states.
Yeah. Arizona, I think, was the
last. That was one of the ones. And they needed to switch if they wanted to host the Super Bowl. That was the whole thing. Remember, they said the Super Bowl will not be in Arizona until you start to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. That was in 93. 1996, legendary pool player Minnesota Fats died.
Let me tell you a secret. I can play as if I was deaf and dumb. I can play if you was had a gang war in the joint. It don't mean nothing to me. Whatever you want to do, I do it nice. And when I leave with the cash. You understand? I don't care what goes on. I wouldn't care if they were shooting bow and arrows or having a Western movies. And that don't bother me.
He's focused.
He is.
Minnesota Fats. That's not a Minnesota accent. Of course, he's not from Minnesota. He's actually from New York.
Yeah.
He just took the name Minnesota Fats.
Yeah, he's not from here, which was always weird.
I think he took it from a movie or a book or something. There was something Fats, Minnesota Fats, in a book about billiards or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was good. He would run the table, very Aaron Rodgers-like. The real table.
Yeah.
The billiards table.
He was a dandy.
And he was fat.
He was.
He was Minnesota Fats. He was not,
he was not
skinny.
Guy.
No. But that actually helped him because he had more area of his body to brace his arm against. So for different angled shots, you know, he could go upper belly, lower belly, mid belly.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's true. Yeah, it's been proven. They have said that many times. They've done studies on that. That's why he was so good and had that steady hand.
We'd be good pool players, evidently.
Lisa Marie, well, it's like having a bridge. It's basically you have the bridge that you use for long shots, to help brace. Basically, you had a bridge because you have different roles. Mm. You know, it's like bridge.
Yeah, I get it.
Manny roles. 1996, Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce from Michael Jackson.
They said it couldn't last.
And it didn't because it was only 20 months of marriage. It was weird. 1996, 2000, Spin City star Michael J. Fox, of course, also the star of Back to the Future, Teen Wolf, Family Ties, and many other things. He announced that he had to leave. He was going to leave the ABC sitcom. He had Parkinson's disease, and he needed to fight it. Now, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he came back and did another show on NBC. I wish they would have stuck with it. It was a good show, and it was somewhat groundbreaking because they had somebody currently fighting Parkinson's disease as the star, and they talked about it on the show. He was actually suffering from it on the show, but didn't make it. 2011 on this date.
But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years. There is a time that, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people.
Regis announced his plans to retire on this date from Live with Regis and Kelly. It was Regis and Kathy Lee before that.
It was a good run.
He was 79 at that time. And it was a year ago today We lost, you know, David Bowie early on in January. Now Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Are you going back to the one you love?
Very nice.
This is his The One That You Love. The saxophone on this song. Very dreamy, relaxing.
Very good.
Of course, he's sang lead on a lot of the Eagles' big, big hits.
Yes,
Take It
did.
Easy, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Already Gone, Lion Eyes.
Had a fine solo career as well.
He was 67 when he passed away. Glenn Frey, a year ago today. Let's move on to some birthdays here today. Bobby Goldsboro, happy birthday today.
I see the funny little clown, see him laughing as you walk by.
His biggest hit was Honey. This was his first top 10. See the funny little clown.
See a tear.
We might reference a clown later on in the almanac.
I'll bet we do.
Watching Scotty grow, Little Things, some of his other hits. He had some country crossover success too. Bobby Goldsboro, born on the state in 41. He is 76 today. In the world of the WWF, he was known as the Million Dollar Man.
And what it all comes down to is this. Money isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
And everyone has a price for the Million Dollar Man.
All right, let's go over to Sean Mooney.
All right. There's Dane Okerlund, Mean Gene, helping out Ted DiBiase. Yep. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. His henchman name was Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
Virgil. Ted DiBiase, 63. Today, one of the Thompson twins. Was their lead singer, Tom Bailey. They were an English group.
Sure.
That's a song called Hold Me Now from the Thompson Twins. He is 63 today. We also have Kevin Costner celebrating.
Hello.
Hi.
Wait a minute. Well, you don't look like a bodyguard.
What'd you expect?
Well, I don't know.
This is my disguise.
There he is from The Bodyguard
with
Whitney Houston. Yeah. He's been in just so many movies. I mean, he's been in more baseball movies than other guys have been in actual movies.
Yeah.
A lot of baseball movies for Kevin Costner.
A few westerns like Open Range, Silverado.
Yeah. Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves.
He's in the most recent one, Hidden Figures.
Yes.
The one about NASA.
Yep.
JFK, Field of Dreams. I mean, the list goes on and on. He is one of the most prolific actors, really, when you look at it. And he can do a number of different roles. He is 62. He's had some ugly ones, too. Waterworld was not the best.
No, that one was...
That one was panned.
Yes, it was.
Kevin Costner, 62. Mark Cawley, even the man in the moon is crying. I don't know how you know, but he is. Those would be some dusty teardrops. Mark Cawley is 61 today. Happy birthday. Mark Messier having a birthday today. He was, of course, a great captain and a leader on that Edmonton team. Played with Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
And
Grant Fuhr and all those other guys.
Pretty good club.
Yeah.
Pretty good club. He won five Stanley Cup. No, it's only four. How many did Wayne Gretzky win? Did he win four? Because Edmonton won one after Gretzky was traded to the Kings in 1990.
Yeah.
And Messier was still on that team.
Yeah. So he won at least
four. You can
four
do some
five.
Fact-checking on that. And then he went on to win another cup with the New York Rangers.
Sure.
Mark Messier is 56 here today. She was Laura Ingalls' arch enemy. On Little House on the Prairie, we're talking about Nellie Olson.
What did I tell you? Country girls. Don't even know what a blackboard is. Nellie
Olson. She was kind of stuck up, and nobody liked her.
Right.
She had the perfect curls, and I don't know how she was a blonde, and her mom, Harriet, was just... total brunette. They didn't do a real good job casting there, Michael Landon. Actually, they did, because she was a perfect Nellie Olson. And she wasn't anything like that in real life, they tell me. Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson, she is 55 today. Comedian Dave Attell is 52. Jesse L. Martin is 48 today. He was in Rent, Law & Order, Ally McBeal. You know him now, Neil, as Lieutenant West in Flash.
Oh, sure.
He is the Flash's adopted father, Joe West, exactly. Okay. He is 48. Wrestler Dave Bautista, another wrestler. He's been doing some acting. He is 48. He plays the big blue guy, Dax, in the Guardians of the Galaxy. Because he's got the body for it. He's 48. Our daily rapper birthday, DJ Quick, is 47. Is that like Nestle Quick?
I was going to say, any relation to Nestle?
Quick Rabbit, strawberry or chocolate, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's 47 today. Jason Segel is 37. He's been in movies like Knocked Up, Bad Teacher, Sex Tape, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I Love You Man, that was good. But of course, he was also Marshall on How You Met Your Mother, or How I Met Your Mother, and Marshall was from Minnesota, and he was a Vikings fan.
Okay.
Hey, Pop. Oh, I can't believe it's been a year. I think the most appropriate way to honor your memory today is to get blasted and watch the Vikings make the Bears their full voice. Sorry for your loss.
He's in the cemetery with with his father about to watch the Vikings play the Bears. Jason Segel, he is 37 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Got a few here. U.S. statesman Daniel Webster served 3 terms in the U.S. Senate as and was Secretary of the State under President Bill Hank Harrison.
He's the one who forgot to bring the coat.
Oh, was he? He's the one.
He's the one who forgot to bring William Henry Harrison's coat. He forgot to grab it and wouldn't offer him his coat. And then William Henry Harrison gets pneumonia and dies.
Nice. Yeah, nice
40
work.
40 days into his term.
Nice work. Dr. Thomas A. Watson, I presume he was Alexander Graham Bell's assistant. I think they had an early phone call. He was born in this day.
I got voicemail.
1854, you got voicemail. That was unfortunate. Author A.A. Milne, you remember the name certainly as the guy who gave us the Winnie the Pooh book. A.A. Milne, born in this day, 1882. Well, one of the early and the greatest comedy duos of all time would have to be Laurel and Hardy. Let's hear Oliver talking if we can.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
What are we going to do? I'm scared to death.
There's only one thing to do. One of us will have to stay awake all night to keep her from cutting my throat.
Another night's mess you've gotten me into.
Stanley got him into a few predicaments.
That's often misquoted. Many people say another fine mess you've gotten into, got me into. But that was the name of one of their movies, Another Fine Mess.
Yes,
it was. I think usually, and maybe all the time, he said it's Another Nice Mess.
Yep.
FYI for you.
Actor, comedian Oliver Hardy was born on this day, 1892. One of the great actors of our time, born on this day, 1904, was actor Cary Grant.
Perfectly all right, see? We'll get him. We'll throw a book at him. Assault and kidnapping. Assault with a gun and bourbon and a sports car. We'll get him.
You'll be all right after a good night's sleep. We got a nice cell all made up and waiting.
I don't want a cell. I want a policeman. Carl
was talking to a policeman. That was a drunk Cary Grant.
He was drinking a little bit there.
North by Northwest.
A great Alfred Hitchcock thriller. Cary Grant was born in the state in 1904. Academy or Emmy Award-winning entertainer. This guy could sing. He could dance. He could act. Danny Kaye was born in the state in 1913.
What's this going to set us back? Oh. How much is wow? Well, okay, Al. Do the best you can. Good luck. How much is wow? We got a big job, Buster. A big job. Now, whatever axe we can't get, we fill in with the Haynes sisters.
How much is wow?
It's right in between between ouch and boing.
Wow.
That's him and Bing.
From White Christmas. They were the comedy and singing and dancing duo. I don't remember the characters that they played. It was somebody and somebody. And then, of course, the Haynes sisters, the beautiful Haynes sisters. That is Danny Kaye, born on this day, 19, 13, Clown Bob Bell. Here's our clown reference you mentioned. He played the beloved Bozo the Clown for 25 years.
Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Bozo, Bozo, Bozo the Clown. Woo-hoo, Billy, I'm glad you made it here to the Bozo Big Top today. Look
and
in the
Nellie Bell.
The Bozo, old Bozo Big Top.
There he is. That's Bob Bell, and he was born in the state in 1922. Inventor Ray.
He was referencing his collar. When he was talking about the big top.
Oh, sure.
And he had that big billowy collar that he would always wear. Bozo. Do you really need... Seinfeld had a good bit. Do you really need the clown?
No.
At the end of it. Do you need Bozo the clown? Do you need Tom the accountant?
You really don't. You know what's going on there. Inventor Ray Dolby was born in the state in 1933. He gave us the Dolby sound system.
Yeah, do you like your Dolby surround sound at your house?
Love it.
He also had a big hit with She Blinded Me with Science.
Hmm. I didn't know that. You know, when you want in those early days in the movie theaters when they had the Dolby surround sound.
Because you didn't get that anywhere else.
That was the real deal. He was born on this day in 1933. And in 1941 on this day, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Ruffin, who was a member of The Temptations.
That's him singing lead on this one.
When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Pretty talented singer.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. You say, what can make me feel this way?
Who could? Of course, my girl. That's David Ruffin. And The Temptations, born in the state, 1941. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
That does it for the Almanac here today. Thank you very much.
Six Stanley Cups for Mark Messier.
Not too shabby, right?
Pretty good.